Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my nigga. Happy birthday to you.
Why, thank you very much. Nothing but alto.
Nothing but alto. Can't do it. Definitely won't. But yeah, happy birthday to you. I see. Is that a mimosa I see you're drinking?
It is. It's definitely not my first.
I was just about to ask.
I have done nothing to prepare for this show, as I will state when we begin the show officially.
Okay, we're gonna have to work on you on paternity leave.
We can agree to disagree.
Or we can agree to agree.
Yeah, but we're not.
Welcome back, everyone. We lasted another week.
Excuse me, my sorrows. Excuse me. And everybody else voting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
This is Tim B.
And Whit.
And this is Disagreeably Yours. If you have been paying attention, we did not have a show last week because of technical difficulties, which make me want to kill this podcast.
You know, I'm shocked this lasts as long as it has.
So much work, so much talking, and I really like that episode, and it's just gone. It's just vocals corrupted. Don't know what the MacBook is doing. Don't appreciate it. And yeah. So, attitude check, what's up with you?
It's my birthday, bitches.
It sure is. Almost to 40.
Fuck you. I am very happily celebrating my 35th birthday. I made myself brunch, or at least breakfast, this morning. I'll give it a strong 1.5 bottles of champagne deep with some flashes of vodka in between. And it's been a great week. If anyone follows me or my wife, and I guess I could post this to the actual official Instagram page for Disagreeably Yours.
You know,
my wife took her gestational diabetes test, which to me, recording it was hilarious. And I would have made it more funny by throwing interjections at her, but I didn't want her to actually drink it without spitting it out, and it was hard to suppress my inner asshole. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. It's been a great week. We're entering the third trimester, which means this beautiful child of God is almost here. Holy shit. It's going to be dirty diapers and breast milk everywhere. How is your week going?
Is that how you think the first month will be?
Yes, that's how I think the first month's going to be. But
hey, cool.
As someone with a, I think, 7-year-old, 8-year-old daughter, you tell me.
The description is probably pretty accurate. It won't be like as messy as you think, I don't think. But who knows? I don't know.
I mean, the less shit, the better.
I will say it will be your duty to make sure that your wife is comfortable.
My duty to duty.
Okay, Champagne Poppy. It will be your duty to make sure your wife is comfortable for the next year, minimally.
Well, I did it for this year, so the next year should be pretty easy.
It'll be pretty easy? You think with the newborn, it'll be easier than this current year, where it's in her stomach?
I have no problem giving my child NyQuil.
Oh, Okay, let's move on. I'm glad your week has been good. It's always a great time when about to bring life into the world during pandemia, when you can have a good week. It's awesome. Ooh, that yawn came out of nowhere.
I was like, is that
a yawn?
Are you peeing yourself? I didn't know.
Am I peeing myself?
You took an inner pause.
Yes, I definitely took an inner pause and then looked down. So, okay. If I did pee myself, I would not tell you. Yeah, so my week has just been a week. Nothing incredible, nothing bad. So it's still good. It's all good. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. My week has been good, not for any particular reason. It just is because it existed and I'm alive. And so is my child.
Moesha is annoying as fuck to me now because I'm like, I would have beat her so hard a couple times.
Yeah, Twitter has basically said the same thing. Like, Moesha is the toxic friend. She's actually the antagonist of the show.
She had an entire new car, a new Saturn, which is a conversation I remember having with my mother at the time at the tender age of 10 or 11. And she just was like, I don't want this car. I want to go work for my Jeep. And then she had this busted ass stick shift, like this army grade stick shift. And I was like, you had a new car. I just got a new car now. I have been working, when did I graduate? This is 2020. I graduated 2007. I've been working, paying taxes for 13 fucking years, and I just bought a new car now. And your dad owns a Saturn dealership, and you out here, oh, I don't want a Saturn. I would have, well, she'd been catching a buzz. I wouldn't have bought her shit.
You know.
Anyway, I sympathize a lot more with Dee and Frank Mitchell now than I did then.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus. That Moesha actually sucks as a person, but the show is still entertaining. What?
I did not realize how many famous black people they were having guests. And Ray J was on there like in 8 different roles.
Yes. And then eventually just became a cousin like towards the end of the show.
It's ridiculous how many roles Ray J had.
You know, the Norwoods are going to keep you employed. Yeah. The Norwoods are all about nepotism. I randomly started watching Preacher, which is such a weird show. It's based on a comic book series, so I get it. But it is so weird. So it's basically about a preacher, obviously. But he used to have like a life of crime, and then he decided that he needed to go take over his father's church because his life wasn't going in the right direction. And it's called Ratwater, somewhere in the South where it's church land. But in the first episode, you see something fall from heaven, presumably, and then it enters a preacher in Africa. And then he tells his whole congregation to be quiet, and they do. And then he explodes. And this happens about 3 different times until it lands in this particular preacher. And he doesn't explode. It just lives within him. And it gives him this power to tell people what to do. If he tells you in this certain voice, in this certain tone, what to do, you're going to do it if you have a soul. But it's basically like this weird, there's so many things, like there's a vampire involved. There's like a saint of killers involved. There's all these different references. And then finally you just realize, you realize what's happening slowly. So everything just seems like it is everywhere. And this preacher has only been trying to find God this whole time. two angels find him because they want what's inside of him, and they tell him that its name is Genesis, and it was the baby of an angel and a demon that became a couple and had a baby, and that's what's inside of him that no one is supposed to even know exists.
So he's pregnant.
No, he's not pregnant. It's the Genesis already exists. Like, the baby of the angel and the demon exists already. It's a spirit that wants a body to live in.
Okay.
So it's just a part of him now. But they are trying to come get it because no one is supposed to know that an angel and a demon had a baby. And now this preacher is looking for God, and we find out that God is missing, and now he's going literally searching for God. It's crazy. It's so much involved. But now I can't stop watching it, so sucks for me.
Well, good, because I have not watched Lovecraft Country yet.
What the fuck?
I just want to throw that out there. I'm not.
When you get back from paternity leave, I need a 180. Like, I don't know what this is. We legit said we were going to do the breakdown of the first episode. No, this is going to be a short episode because I am not doing the subjects that we did last week because I'm still kind of pissed that it went away. So we'll just go through the news because the new stuff is still important, especially this USPS shit.
EU? Ain't
shit. No one knows what EU is, so... Yes. You're one out of 50 states. Do you think they're the only people listening?
Stop.
Okay, so you don't have... So you don't have any blur news? That I'm asking.
No, I only... you don't have... Then it was just... Nothing.
Okay. So yeah, this is just about to be all... talking about news then, because whatever. This is about to be the beginning of our monthly episodes. So Cardi B now ties Jay-Z, Kanye, Post Malone, Nelly, 50 Cent Peace, and T.I. as the rapper with the third most number one songs in history. They all have four songs each. Cardi B has Bodak Yellow, I Like It Like That, Girls Like You, which is actually a Maroon 5 song that features her, and WAP. A win for the WAPs. All right, I'm going to dip and dab in some of this old shit that we did last week, but oh well. Safari, current husband of Erica Mena, ex-background dancer dick of Nicki Minaj, released a response to WAP. What would you rather me do?
A black king. Safari, black king.
Why would I do that? Does he deserve that title from me?
I think so.
Did he do something extra special?
He gave his dick literally to the world.
Right, so that would make my background dancer dick
continue.
Accurate. His response with bad, B-A-D, it means exactly what you think it does. It is an
dick.
Yeah, and he says it a lot. And along with being an anagram, it is also the song's description. It's fucking terrible. I don't know why he keeps rapping. I honestly don't know why he keeps rapping. I'm going to assume because his wife is his biggest supporter and hypes him up about it, which is great. And I guess it gives him some coins here and there, but he is not good at it. No, he's a reality star, not a rapper.
Understood.
Plies recorded himself listening to a verse he did over the WAP beat. 5 out of 5 stars. Highly recommend. It's very entertaining.
As Plies is, always.
Is he and Kirk Franklin related or not? They look just the same. They're twins, basically.
I think it's the Ratchet that's confusing everybody.
I don't. Like, they're like good and evil twins.
They're one gold tooth away from being identical twins.
It's like one is the angel on your shoulder, the other is the devil.
Is Fives the angel? Because Kurt Franklin's definitely the devil.
I feel like just based on the relationship he has with God, I'm going to go with the angel. But you know, it could be interchangeable, I guess. So Megan Thee Stallion went on live yesterday where she was basically describing her entire trauma because people keep saying she's lying about being shot, for one, that she's this and she's that, and why can she walk if she was shot in her feet? Why didn't she call the police? Why didn't she press charges? And she went online for almost 10 minutes to basically describe what happened, to flat out say that Tory shot her in her feet for no reason because she was trying to get out the car, and that she did not tell the police what happened right then because the police were being super aggressive with everyone. And so the last thing she wanted to say is that there is a gun in the car. So the whole time it was almost like she just had glass or something in her feet, like she was just cut, because she wouldn't actually say what happened. Because she said she was scared that they were going to shoot all of them based on the current climate. And so I guess because Tory's people have been online lying, basically, you know, she said she's not sparing him no more. And she just flat out said what happened. And that's why he's been walking free this whole time, because she never said that he shot her. Even when the doctor said that there's bullets in your foot, she still felt like the situation was still ongoing and she still didn't want to say what happened. And so now, I guess assault charges are being written up now that she finally said it and whatever. But more importantly, I really hate people. Like, people are so unlikable and so busy on the internet minding everyone's business that you could get someone who should be celebrating her number one single, all these good things happening to her, but she can't because y'all are on the internet running your mouths about her lying. And then when she said it, then people are saying she's a snitch and like trying to take this black man down and all this other shit. That is ridiculous. The men's comments about her video were disgusting. And y'all are just really unlikable. Like, y'all don't deserve people. Like, you don't deserve good things. You don't deserve it. Someone wrote on Twitter, dissertations on WAP and silence on violence. The most simple tweet, but that's exactly what it is. And the reason why y'all niggas get on my nerves.
That's fair. Niggas ain't shit.
I don't even know what else to say about that. Y'all need to get some business. And the fact that she even felt the need to do that is sad, because clearly she knows that it's just the internet and people she don't know. But at the same time, if you're flooded with this type of information, misinformation, and people lying on you, I can see how you eventually get to the point where you're just going to snap and just tell people exactly what happened. What does that have to do with anything? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I told you I started making most of that like 7 o'clock in the morning.
I don't even know why we're doing this show right now. Stacey Dash's husband wants his marriage annulled, claiming a hypnotic prayer.
Is he black? I don't know.
Take a guess. Take a guess. Take a guess. Guess. There was a story previously that she was hitting him and like there was abuse on both people's side. I'm not sure. But he's claiming that a hypnotic prayer made him marry her. And honestly, I hope he wins for our troubles. Like, I don't even care. I hope he gets palimony.
Soulless, but gorgeous.
Yes. Demons are sent in pretty packages also. Yeah, so whatever. But it's funny to me when people try to get annulled after years of marriage. Like, I don't think that's how annulments work. So I guess hypnotic prayer is going to try to hit on that fraud qualification. I don't know. I hope he wins. Get your annulment like it never happened. I wouldn't want that on my record either. Did you ever watch Welcome to Sweetie Pies?
I've heard this story,
I never watched the show. I know of the show because my mom watched it. But James Timothy Norman, son of Welcome to Sweetie Pie star Robbie Montgomery, has been arrested for allegedly commissioning a murder for a hire plot that killed his teenage nephew. Allegedly, he conspired with an exotic dancer in Memphis and others to use, quote, to use a facility of interstate commerce, namely a cellular phone, to commit a murder for hire in exchange for United States currency. In 2014, he obtained a $450,000 life insurance policy on his 18-year-old nephew, of which he was the sole beneficiary. In the days leading up to his murder, the other suspect, the exotic dancer...
Wait, sorry. They actually killed him?
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Okay, that part I did not know.
Oh, no, he's murdered.
Okay, that is a...
He is red-rummed. He's no longer living. So the exotic dancer called Montgomery and told him she was planning to be in St. Louis. The day before he was murdered, Norman flew to St. Louis. The next day, Norman and the exotic dancer were using burner phones that they had activated that day to communicate where this boy was going to be. As soon as she found out where he was going to be, she immediately called Norman. That day, Montgomery was shot to death. Following the murder, she placed another call to Norman and traveled toward Memphis, where she was depositing $9,000 in cash into various bank accounts along the way. A week later, Norman contacted the life insurance and tried to collect on his policy. Who is hiring people for murder these days? Granted, this was 4 years ago. This was March 13th, 2016. I don't understand how people think they're going to get away with stuff like this. Like, what about it you thought was like this great murder plan that you would never get caught because you had a burner phone? That's crazy. And also, you were on TV. Maybe he thought that would be a point towards him where they would not look into him.
Also, you're a fucking uncle taking a almost $500,000 life insurance policy on your nephew.
That is also true.
No one does that. No one takes that policy out on you. Someone that's not your child.
I don't have an update. I'm assuming he was just charged with all this, like they just got it all together, because this is a very recent headline. Moving in the right direction, your girl Oprah has bought 26 billboards demanding justice for Breonna Taylor around Louisville, Kentucky. One for every year of her life. One for every year of her life.
Yeah, but you can buy twice as much.
Right, but then what would be the significance of having 52 billboards? One for every week. Is it cheap? Do you know how much one billboard costs?
I know that Oprah can afford it.
Yes, she can. And so she chose to have a significant number of 26.
She chose to lowball the billboard.
You know, but this niggas who don't have billboard money, She can. It's one county. So who knows? This probably might be a 10-mile radius. But also, like I said, people talking from the sidelines with no billboard money. There are 26 new billboards up. That's all you need to know. Also, the Washington football team, been known as... 24, 25,
27, 28, 30, 40, 50.
And now there's 26 where there used to be zero. So... Right. Oprah can't arrest them.
She could.
Moving on. Let's get through this episode so you can go take a nap or buy another champagne bottle.
That's fair. I get it.
The Washington football team, been known as the Washington Redskins, should be known as the Washington Red Wolves, if they have any sense, has hired former player Jason Wright as team president. Jason Wright is the first African American and the youngest president in NFL history. Because apparently, black people didn't really exist until 2020.
No, we didn't.
Definitely should have took a Zyrtec before I came. Gonna send a big FU to Amber Geiger. Amber Geiger was given 10 years in prison for the fatal shooting of Botham Jean in his Dallas apartment. Now she has filed an appeal against her murder conviction and says the Botham shooting was self-defense. This is why you don't hug your murderers, okay? Don't hug them. Don't give them any reason to think that they can file an appeal for killing your son or your brother. These murderers don't deserve your immediate forgiveness. Forgive them from home, not in the court.
Hold on, I'm sorry. That white bitch from Texas is suing the black family that hugged her?
Not suing. She's filing an appeal to her conviction.
They haven't killed her in prison yet? I need the prison instruction to fuck her up.
So many people walking this earth who have killed other people based on nothing, and so many people not on this earth because their uncles murder for hire them. I mean, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. We're just trying not to go now, like right this moment. In her appeal, her lawyer said that, quote, her mistaken belief negated the culpability for murder because although she intentionally and knowingly caused John to death, she had the right to act in deadly force in self-defense since her belief that deadly force was immediately necessary was reasonable under the circumstances. Bitch, how? How? How was that reasonable under the circumstances that you took your ass to the wrong place? How is it reasonable for you to just walk in a place and shoot somebody because you mistakenly thought it was someplace else? That is a personal problem. So they believe the court.
If she broke into his apartment and he shot her,
we wouldn't be having this conversation. We wouldn't be having this conversation. He would be in jail for like two life sentences with no appeal and probably killed in jail by now. Maybe not even making it to jail. Maybe just in the back of a truck with no seatbelt, getting tossed and beat around.
Let's not forget that the police love to kill niggas before they make it.
Yeah. They believe the court should either acquit her of the charge or acquit her of murder and then convict her of criminally negligent homicide and hold a new hearing on the punishment. Bitch, we're not holding nothing. If they let this appeal go through, I hope Kentucky riots. I hope they're still rioting. Like, hold a new hearing for what? You literally murdered him. Okay, I don't know about you, but all this USPS stuff is becoming a lot. It's like we know the facts, but we don't really know the facts. So here are shit you should know. United States Postal Service edition. First of all, their financial issues did not start with the pandemic. but it severely exacerbated them. They reported a $9 billion loss last year. Then they became eligible for a $10 billion loan from the Treasury Department as a part of the CARES Act, which Congress passed in March, but due to some stipulations put in place by the Treasury Secretary, including the recruitment of new leadership, that money wasn't made available. They finally reached an agreement in the principal aid on July 29th. Clearly, they have not gotten it yet because we're still talking about it. In May, the Postal Service's Board of Governors, who are appointed by y'all's president, named Louis DeJoy as the Postmaster General. DeJoy is, if you have not heard yet, an Elon graduate.
He's not a graduate. I don't think he's a graduate. He's on our Board of Trustees, and we have been dragging the university since.
Oh. Yes, DeJoy is a North Carolina businessman and major Republican and Trump donor, who, according to several reports, has a significant amount of investments in companies that compete or do business with the USPS. He is the first Postmaster General in nearly two decades who is not a career postal employee. Like, none. Never been a part of it. Since he was appointed, he has eliminated overtime for hundreds of thousands of post office employees and mandated that mail is kept until the next day if distribution centers are running behind. I mean, is the post office's job to distribute mail?
Rain, sleet, or shine. That is their entire motto. That's the business model, is to give you your shit. Mainly bills.
So if they cannot work overtime, and they cannot get the mail out during that day, you save it for the next day. But then those people come and they start giving out mail and can't get through all the mail because no one was able to work overtime. And so they keep the mail and send it out the next day and over and over and over. Also, he dramatically restructured the organization, removing and reassigning nearly two dozen agency leaders, including displacing the two top executives who oversaw day-to-day operations. You know, because checks and balances, who needs it? You want me to adhere to rules? No, thank you. He also banned employees from making extra trips to deliver mail, implemented a hiring freeze, and requested early retirement authority for non-union employees. Then last week, the USPS began removing blue post office boxes and mail sorting machines from its facilities around the country without any explanation. These are the same post office boxes and machines that would be tasked with sorting mail-in ballots. And those facts were brought to you by USA Today. But as of this week, DeJoy is testifying before the Republican-led Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee based on the changes that he's made since he's been there. Well, I don't know what they're stopping since a lot of stuff has already happened, but he's legit currently testifying right now. But it's like Republican led, so nothing will happen. Like, nothing's going to happen.
No, they're going to high five. There may be a circle jerk, and then they're going to say, okay.
Everything's fine, guys. Trump has publicly been against mail-in ballots, calling them unsafe and untrustworthy. And so a lot of this just seems like it's just trying to intentionally make them unstable so that we can't depend on mail-in ballots. Although he and his first mail-ordered bride have registered for mail-in voting. So I don't understand. They can mail-in votes, but no one else. Or you can, excuse me, you can mail in your votes, but then we're not going to count them. We're going to tell you how unstable and untrustworthy the process was. So like at this point, I guess I'm going to have to just mask up and try to vote early because of this is why, this is why I don't trust the mail-in ballots, because he's legitimately going after them. So I guess I'll be in line for the early vote.
If you mail your ballot in, it will not be counted.
But now they're saying even if you mail it in, they might not get it in time because of all the mail shit. So
oh no, it's not about the night time. It's about
Should we do like a separate show for breakdowns and breakthroughs? Because them shits get long. I will not be editing 2-hour shows anymore. And fuck Trump for life. I don't know when I'm going to stop saying that. Perhaps when he's out of the office. I don't know. You did not watch Lovecraft Country, so we will not be discussing it. And so honestly, let's just go to closing arguments. Because I want you to go enjoy your birthday and come back with your full faculties. So... maybe you'll present more information. And one of these days, I guess we'll go back and do that subject. I really liked last episode. That's why I'm so pissed. And I'm just not, honestly, I'm not even into it this week. Like, I'm so upset still. Closing arguments. Go ahead. Okay.
Back that ass up, or you can do it, put your back to it.
I know it sounds weird, but there is something about put your back into it. I don't know.
It gets you twerking.
Yes, and yes, Back That Ass Up is a great twerk song. But I don't know, that little girl inside of me that wants to jump up and dance next to Julia Stiles. I'm going to go and put your back into it. And, you know, in my Timberland boots, doing whatever the fuck they were doing.
So for these next ones, I'm going to also give my opinion.
Oh, Back That Ass Up has to go. That was the question, right?
Yes.
Yes, Back That Ass Up can go.
Confessions or Writing on the Wall?
You're talking about the Destiny's Child album, correct? Okay.
And the Usher album.
And Usher album. That is a good one. You bugging me, you bugging who? Say my name. Bills, my name. This is hard.
Our naming is something from one of the albums. But I'm assuming which one you're going to pick.
But Confessions, I love Confessions. Only because Beyonce exists, I'm going to say Writings on the Wall can go. Because I'm still getting Beyonce music.
Okay. Well, I disagree. I would definitely take Writing on the Wall and stay.
That was hard. Because Confessions and 8701 are pretty much the only albums like I love of Usher. I've listened to the other ones, but they were so good. You know what? I lied. Confessions can go. Like, I still listen to Writings on the Wall. I mean, I still listen to Confessions, but... No, you gotta keep the girl anthems with the matching outfits from the House of Darion.
What's your favorite birthday and what did you do?
So far, my favorite birthday... I feel like I always do something, but now I can't think of... Do I have a favorite? But I guess I'll have to choose from what I have. Honestly, it might be last year. That was really fun for me. It made me want to start doing new things all the time. I had like a tea party.
I do remember those
pictures. Yeah, at a tea house, which was doing something new. It was super fun to dress up and go do something so simple as tea, but it's like real Downton Abbey-esque feeling. I enjoyed it.
So my favorite birthday, and I can't remember, I know that you started coming to my birthdays when I lived in my previous house, or my previous house, the pirate ship.
I was out of town. I didn't go.
So that pirate ship was, I mean, I did wind up puking in the harbor. But
of course you
it
did.
Was amazing. It was so fun.
I'm so mad I missed it. That sounds fun though. Like any booze cruise sounds fun.
I will do another one. I do believe in my adult life. I won't peek in the harbor, but...
You were an adult when you threw up.
Shut
it.
Up.
I love a booze cruise. I like being on a boat, which I don't know why I don't do it more often. But, you know, that's probably all to do with me not dealing with niggas, so...
So, I guess it's kind of similar vein. What's your favorite vacation?
My favorite vacation was my graduation vacation from college. My mom surprised me with a cruise. I think it was like, we were on the sea forever, it seemed like. It might have been like an 8 or 9 day cruise. She surprised me on my graduation day and surprised me with the fact that my best friend was coming too. So we did so much stuff. It was the first time I got on a jet ski. You know, we were able to drink, so that was fun. And I've actually had a lot of good vacations because mine typically are pretty much just beach related. Equally as good as the cruise I went on with my daughter, because we were able to see a bunch of stuff, and to see her on the beach every day and just chilling and just being beach bums is also fun for me.
So my favorite vacation, other than my honeymoon, because my honeymoon was amazing, is I went to Asia during Christmas. So one of my really good friends, he was living in Switzerland at the time. And so we met in China, and then we went to Vietnam, went to North Vietnam, went to South Vietnam, went to Thailand, all during Christmas, and it was amazing. We went on a cruise. I mean, we ate a bunch of random shit, no bat, because you know, coronavirus.
That was your ticket around the world, right? Was that what it's called?
Yeah, it was, I guess I did fly around the world, but that was one of my best vacations, just being submerged in different cultures. It was pretty awesome.
I would love to go to Thailand and those type of things. And that's just, I really like that flavor of food too. So that's probably, I can imagine that was a great time.
Chinese food in China is a whole different story.
Right, and it's just food.
All right, so I went first, so you have any fuck, marry, kills for me?
Well, I definitely don't have any Lovecraft questions for you. Who's most about that life? Mercedes from P-Valley or Diamond from Players Club?
Diamond is
Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray, okay. Mercedes, for sure.
Really? She's more about that life than Diamond?
Yeah, she'd be her mother.
I mean, that's true. Would you rather be Trump's wife or Trump's son?
Who's dead?
Who's dead?
Like, how can I be dead? So it's Melania Trump or whatever.
I believe his name is Barron, the youngest one. Okay, yes.
Trump's wife. I'd rather be Trump's wife.
You'd rather get fucked by Trump.
Ways to kill myself. She looks like she has enough space to like try and give herself coronavirus or something.
She's definitely not taking advantage of being married to a person that looks like he's on death's door. But that means you have to have sex with him at least once. But who knows? It could have been in vitro.
Go for it.
True. Who's to say she actually had to have sex with him anyway? He doesn't look capable. Would you rather have your nose swiped by Cardi B or be Megan's bottom feeder?
I would say my nose swiped by Cardi B just because she just has more money.
I mean, that's fair. I was about to say, what? But yeah, probably.
Like, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it with a richo.
A kept no swiper. That is all I have. I will see what we have with this episode because I cannot wait for you to hear yourself. If you would like to reach out to us for any reason to give us a comment or a topic to agree to disagree on, you can find us at disagreeablyyours@gmail.com, at disagreeablyyours on Instagram, or at disagreeablyyoursurs on the Twitter.
And this has been Disagreeably Yours with
Timby
and Wit.
See you later. Next week, maybe.
Niggas.
Out.